catch you up to date with emergency triple team traffic. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
We're starting with the 21st South Freeway, where we still have a closure in place eastbound SR-201 and SR-202 Junction, closed at 102nd West. You've got to use an alternate route to get around this while crews continue to investigate the scene. Then, southbound slowing on I-15, we've got an accident in the mix getting cleared at about 5300 South, but the delays start right out of downtown and continue to 72nd. Northbound I-15, where we did have emergency traffic, now just stacked up and slow from Bangor Highway in Draper to 7200 South in Midvale. Len Thomas?
Oh, Ricky, we're looking at a crash on the South Belt, I-215 in Taylorsville. It's westbound on the curve at 2200 West on the left side. Minor delays in the area. Just watch for that. Also, 5600 West running a little bit slow from I-80 to 21st South. In fact, it's getting pretty slow there. And in Utah County, you're driving northbound 15. No problems onto the point of the mountain. Mark?
Well, the delays now in Davis County. Emergency traffic delays begin just past Glover Lane, northbound I-15. The culprit is what we're looking at right now in a couple of left lanes. That's some gravel from a truck right around Layton Parkway. And so between those two points, Davis County delays northbound I-15, bumping up to emergency. And then we also have some quick delays up into Fruit Heights as well, Highway 89 with a runoff. When you think of home loans, think America First. First, with low fixed interest rates, no origination fees, and flexible terms, apply at AmericaFirst.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.